Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my husband, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. President's Day is this week in the United States, and it is a day that we are supposed to reflect upon our nation's history and think about our leaders. This led me to deciding to share with you one of my favorite leadership activities that I developed a few years ago. Today's episode is going to be reflective and support you with both gratitude and attitude. Grateful for who helped you be you, and a little attitude to support you with who you are supposed to be every day for others. As a history teacher and a lover of all things in the past, I find great joy learning about the presidents. There have been 45 presidents in the history of the United States, and I love reading about them in their times and all of the unique ways in which they responded in their time and the wit and wisdom of each of them. Like any nation, we have elected leaders with wisdom, energy, intellect, faults, and uniquenesses that we have learned about over time. I've read biographies on 38 of our presidents and can tell you that they are all wildly different, just like any leader and anyone. Andrew Johnson, the 17th president, bought Alaska from Russia for $7.2 million. Did you know that? Grover Cleveland got married in the White House, and his wife was the youngest first lady at 21 years old. Grover was 27 years older than her, and she was his law partner's daughter. Cleveland was at her baptism. I could go on all day with fun facts like this. However, because they were presidents, they had tremendous influence over us, and leadership is critical, and who helped form us is as important. That's why in this episode, we're going to have a little fun, but heavy reflecting. Remember that the two greatest qualities of a leader are the ability to reflect and then be empathetic. Without those two qualities, you're not leading, you're dictating. So let's look at my favorite activity. Now, in South Dakota, there's a place called Mount Rushmore. It's pure Americana. Four American presidents sharing the side of a mountain, carved in granite and found at the top of a very windy road. My family and I went there on July 4th one year and observed a citizenship ceremony. It was a very, very moving moment for us. It is also where I was reminded why those four men are up there and what they represent. The four presidents are, in order of carving, Washington, Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Lincoln. How did they get there? Well, briefly, each of these four presidents did something remarkable in the development or preservation of our nation. However, did you ever try to, in one word, describe why they were up there? George Washington was America's first warrior. He was a decorated leader for the British prior to the American Revolution, and then he led our Continental Army, as well as presided over the Constitutional Convention, and he was fundamental in the design and development of what role our president has. He actually passed on being king. However, at his root, he was a fighter, a warrior, and a man with great, great levels of bravery. Jefferson was controversial when he was the elected governor, and actually was accused of running away from the fight. But he was also fundamental in the development of our nation, being a key writer and thinker in the process and development of our government. He was well-read, loved to argue and debate, was constantly tinkering, bought half of our country when he was president as we know it today from the French, and was a diplomat. But he was also the United States' first real philosopher. Theodore Roosevelt, oh, that guy was a maverick, speak softly and carry a big stick. The first modern president who didn't follow the rules. He campaigned for himself, took on big business, brokered a deal between the Japanese and the Russians, won a Nobel Prize, broke monopolies and unions, and fought for an America under his vision of being a nation of innovators. Change the status quo and be great. Abraham Lincoln is viewed by so many of us as being one of the great presidents in our history. But I'll tell you what, in 1860... he was the most divisive we'd ever had, and even today remains the most historically divisive president in our history. Why? Well, upon his election, half the country left and started their own nation. But Lincoln was unique in his ability to get people to work together. He brought together a team of rivals, as Doris Kearns Goodwin coined, and that allowed our nation to survive and unify once more. Lincoln worked with anyone and collaborated with everyone. So four people carved into stone for as long as the stone will last, each with great stories, deep histories, and volumes for us to study. But if I were to describe them each in a word, it would be Washington, warrior; Jefferson, philosopher; Roosevelt, innovator, and Lincoln, collaborator. The Greeks in ancient Athens had this word, klaus, which means something to the effect of what others were to say about you. So there it is. Four presidents, all described in a single word. They're klaus. So here's my challenge for reflection for you. Are you ready? Because it's very thought-provoking, emotional, and it will force you to have gratitude and attitude once we're done. Now, I have a form that I use for this, and what I want you to do is very simple. Draw on a sheet of paper four circles, each the size of the top of a pint glass. Then, once you've drawn the circle, divide the circle in half on a line of latitude. You know, like the equator, horizontally, 9 to 3 on a clock. Sorry, I had to mess with you a little bit there. Old social studies teacher joke. Okay, so now you have your circles. Here's the drill. Think to yourself, who are the four people in your life that have had the greatest influence on who you are? Think to yourself, who are the four people in your life that have had the greatest influence on who you are? Yep, who would you put on your own Mount Rushmore? Now, a couple rules here. One, there are no plurals. You can't put grandparents in a circle, parents in a circle, brothers in a circle, because they wouldn't want to have their face split. It is one person per circle, and put them in the top half of the circle. Now, sometimes when I do this, some people have difficulty because they can't think of four, or they think of so many that they don't know who the four should be. But that's the challenge. This is pretty easy until you get to the fourth circle, and then you have to begin to eliminate people from your mental list. But do it. Who would be your four? If you're having trouble, you know, spell my last name, just put Ted in the circle. All right, so anyways, now, on the bottom half of the circle, here's where you have to think some more. So you've got the four people on top that you would carve into your own Mount Rushmore. Now, below, write one word that describes the trait, value, or characteristic that they taught you. Remember, Washington, warrior, Jefferson, philosopher, Roosevelt, innovator, Lincoln, collaborator. What is the klaus for each of the people on your list? When I first put this activity together to help people define themselves as leaders, I was stunned by how emotional this experience can be for so many. I use the word stunned because people, adults, don't really reflect enough about who they are and who helped them along the way. You'll be awash with memories of the people. You'll feel challenged to describe your mother in one word, and it will be difficult to narrow it all down to just four people. I've done this with hundreds and hundreds of people. They've done this activity with me, and I always enjoy the laughter, the sharing, the tears, and the reflection. If we are going to be buffalo leaders for others, if we are going to charge into the storm, if we are going to work to make our lives better, if we are going to be leaders in an effort to improve our little worlds, we have to be thinking about who got us here, how we got here, and what we learned along the way. Reflection is powerful. This activity is fun. Leadership is powerful. And being cognizant of our journey gives us power to fuel ourselves in the service of others. So let's do some smart thinking. List the four people who made you who you are today. Describe them each in one word. They're klaus. If you were on someone else's Mount Rushmore, why would they have put you on it? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, thank you for listening, and please share this episode with others, as well as follow me on Twitter, friend of the Smart Thinking Facebook page, and rate this podcast. Also, as always, thank you to the Wellpennies for their great music. We'll have another sample of one of their songs from their newest album. Finally, this podcast was sparked because I love doing this activity when I'm supporting school districts and businesses in helping them grow their own understanding and recognition of themselves as leaders. So many people don't define themselves as leaders, and I believe that is the fault of all of us. Why? So few of us reinforce with those we love and serve that they make a difference. So here's the final challenge of this activity, because you're going to do it. And when you do do it, and once you've finally finished, here's what you need to do. You need to write a card. Yeah, write a card to those people on your list that are still with us. Very simply, write to them that you were doing a leadership exercise today and that you identified them as a reason you are who you are, and then list what they taught you. It's simple and elegant. Don't get crazy. Don't write a letter. Just two sentences. put it on a card, drop it in the mail, and make their day. This is the essence of leadership, gratitude, and an attitude. Mail the card and then make someone's day. Influence them and give them a positive attitude. Do not post it on Facebook or Twitter, because then it's not about them. Then it's about you. Instead, go old school. Write a card, and then imagine them coming back from the mailbox with a giant smile on their face or tear in their eye, knowing that they made a difference. Making a difference, after all, is what leadership is all about, and having influence over other people so that they do more for others is the greatest benefit of leading.
Lost in a summer.